Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, I think condoms in schools are a good idea because as being a parent of two boys who use my credit card for everything, I really don't want to buy my son's condoms. I mean, I have no problem doing it if they need it, but if they could get it for free, I save money. I'm already buying the food. Right, I'm already buying the clothes. I'm already buying stuff for them as it is, paying for the gas in their cars. One less thing to pay for, I'm fine with. But it is interesting what's been happening with the condoms on school campus issue. So Vermont is going to be one of the first states that requires all secondary schools to provide condoms to kids. Now, when you see that, you're like, I thought kids have access to condoms already. I thought kids could go to the nurse's office, they could get a tampon, they get a maxi pad, there's condoms. Nurses' offices have everything. They got Q-tips, Band-Aids. I loved going to the nurse's office. Even though I knew I always wanted medicine, I just was excited. I was like, oh man, I love the smell of the van. I loved going to the nurse's office. I just thought it was the coolest place on campus. I just did. It wasn't the cafeteria. It wasn't recess. I loved the nurse's office. That's how I knew I was, you know, destined for medicine. But with what's going on with Vermont, it has taken the governor to actually mandate that all schools that have seventh grade on up to provide condoms to kids. Now, they want to do this in terms of limiting unintended pregnancies, STDs. But what's so interesting is why did it get this far where there has to be the mandate? So the CDC has had condom availability programs for a while now. I'm looking at something back from 2016. In fact, they say condom availability programs began in the early 90s. There were ways schools could help prevent HIV, STD, and pregnancy among teens. Most CAPs make condoms free of charge. They're either in the school nurse's office, school-based health centers, designated classrooms, special vending machines. But they say despite the support from the Society of Adolescent Health and Medicine and other health experts, only 7.2% of high schools and 2.3% of middle schools made condoms available to students, and that was of data in 2014. So, you know, some of you are thinking, well, that's because some schools would rather teach abstinence. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that. I think that's something more financial. I think when there was a condom dispenser or a tampon dispenser in a bathroom, it got vandalized. Or what was that on TikTok where you would vandalize or steal something from a bathroom and then, you know, show it on video? I don't really see tampon dispensers in bathrooms anymore. If they are, they're empty. And it's because people will break into them. Well, they used to steal the dimes because they used to cost a dime. But people go in there and steal them. And then they stick them on things. I mean, they're pretty fun to play with. I understand how guys, how like boys that get a hold of these things, you know, girls are like, I don't even want to see it. But, you know, you take off the wrapper and it's sticky and then you get to stick it onto the wall and you get to make smiley faces and then you get to stick a bunch of tampons and they blow up in water. And, you know, I see how they might think they're fun toys. So even though females should have always had access to feminine hygiene products, there were issues a few years back, remember? They're like, schools are supposed to provide this for free. Well, they do. Schools do. But it might not have been advertised. And I think the reason why is the cost. and people start to steal. Now, I had a medical office. I would have extra pads. I would have extra tampons. But people would steal from me. People stole the toilet paper. People stole the Kleenex. But the number one thing stolen out of my office was the KY jelly. I'd get ready to do a pap smear, go into the drawer, no KY. And I'm like, what? I mean, eventually we just ran it under warm water, and, you know, we started to get away from that. But people were stealing it all the time. So condoms available in schools, because not all these kids are going to abstain. I wish they would. I wish they would make an educated decision about who they're going to spend that 2.5 minutes with and what the complications are afterwards. But we have to realize that they might not. And there's this growing trend to get rid of your virginity as quickly as possible. So we want to make sure they have condoms. But just because you pass them out, do they use them? You know, if I was a young boy and I had a penis, and I don't, but if I did, and I was told, here, take this and hold on to it. I mean, I might put it in my wallet. I'd probably put it in my pocket. And then I would go and take off my clothes for laundry, go get into something else, and go out that night and leave it at home. I mean, a lot of boys don't have wallets. I mean, they need to start. You know, or if so, they definitely don't want their parents seeing it. So, you know, passing out condoms to kids is a smart thing, but I think there's a practicality issue, and that's why it's just not as commonly done. Kids will get the condoms, but do they use them? Do they play with them? Do they blow them up as balloons and decorate people's cars with them? Or are they actually using them, storing them up, putting them in their dresser? That's if they're lucky enough to not have the parents home so they can bring somebody over. You see, most kids, they don't have sex in a bedroom. They don't have sex in a hotel. They don't have sex where they can pack something. They have sex when the opportunity arises and then they aren't in the eyes of other people or parents. So it might be a car. It might be a closet somewhere. It might be, I mean, these are not, you know, a lot of these are very on the spur of the moment. So if you have a condom in your backpack or in your car and you're nowhere near that, you're not going to use it. So I agree, schools need to offer them, but my guess is, and I've spoken to educators, they give them out, they run out. You know, if they're in a pile, they get cleaned out. Just like the Halloween candy. We put the Halloween candy out, somebody took the whole bowl. So it'll be interesting to see if we probably need to consider additional ways to encourage condom use. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we watch everything that happens with the infrastructure and government spending and whatever they do, you know, many of us, you know, we have our jobs. We go to work, keep our heads low. Hopefully we get through this whole crisis in one piece. The problem is we have to this weekend go grocery shopping. We have to fill up our car with gas. We need to buy books that our kids need for school and school supplies. And we need to get some winter clothes. Even though I'm in Las Vegas and it's still 70-some degrees, it is going to get cold in a couple weeks, for a couple weeks, until it gets warm again. So, even though we think we're not exposed to a lot of what the politicians do and their spending and corruptness and whatever, it does affect us. And we are seeing some major inflation. You know, I've been using Amazon. I know some of you guys aren't fans of Amazon. I am fans of Amazon because during the lockdown, rather than stand in line at a Costco or a Walmart, I was able to go onto Amazon, order what I needed to, and get it delivered. It was so cool. I am so grateful to every Amazon worker. I'm so grateful to all the essential workers. And so I don't really have a lot of criticism for the company. In terms of them putting other companies out of business, that is concerning. And I see how it's a snowball effect and how they could completely encompass, you know, the whole marketplace. It is nice that they do allow you to sell things on their marketplace. But that's a discussion for a different day. But I am noticing that when I do go on to Amazon, the prices are almost double. Cat food, what I could get for $22 in terms of those cans is now $64. That's more than double. It's almost three times. Is it because they're trying to make a buck? Is it because they think we're desperate? Is it because of the supply chain crisis? It could be all of it. Is it because Amazon is going to be facing some huge extra expenses with all the infrastructure rules? I don't know, but all I know is things are more expensive. When I go to the grocery store, in fact, you know, it's interesting. I had to pay my Discover card. And my Discover card bill for the month, you know, because they say, you know, thank you, we got your payment of so-and-so. And I was like, no. Somebody's charging my card. I didn't spend it. I hardly used my card. It was about $1,200. And I never used my Discover card. Hardly ever. So I'm like, all right, I better hit the fraud department. So before I go to the fraud department, I wanted to see which charges were fraudulent. Well, I look at it, and it was grocery store, gas, grocery store. Those were all my charges. And I had forgotten that I had spent about $150 at a grocery store, and that didn't make it through the week like it used to. And then, you know, you're like, what the heck is this? And so we're all feeling it. It's all, and those that don't have additional money, you know, and don't have two jobs like I do, they're at a disadvantage. Well, Biden has said that reversing rampant inflation is a top priority. Cost of living has now risen 6.2%, its highest level in 31 years. Now, Senator Manchin, who's a Democrat, has actually accused Biden of making it worse as he tries to pass his $1.2 trillion Build Back Better plan through the Senate. And so when you have Democrats even say, look, this isn't a good idea, it does make you start to wonder, what exactly are you spending the money on? So the president blamed the 6.2% increase on market manipulation. Remember when the price of meat was high, so he went and talked to the meat industry, telling them to, like, stop raising their prices? Like, what are you talking about? We're not trying to gouge people. I mean, maybe they are, sometimes there's a little more to it. You need to understand what's going on with commerce. The nation's top economists are pointing to supply chain shortages. They're also looking at businesses struggling to meet the demand from COVID shutdowns. If you were shut down and you lost money, you're now able to open, but you have to give people time off for COVID. You have to, you know, pay for them to get the vaccine. And if they don't feel well after the vaccine, you have to pay for that time off. Minimum wage is up. You know, you need to pay for family leave, paid leave, all the other stuff. The price is going to be transferred on to the consumer. See, this Build Back Better plan, and I don't know what's in the first infrastructure plan, it has employer mandates. You know, I don't mind money going to roads. I'd like to know where the current money I've been giving the government is. Why are there potholes when I give money to my state and government? But I get that. We need more hospitals. I don't think they're doing that. We need better roads. We need, better filter systems in schools. I don't want kids breathing in dust and, you know, other sorts of crap. So I think we should have recirculating air. There's tons of stuff that I think could be in that package. I don't know exactly what's in the package that could help. But if within it is employers have to do this, employers have to do this, if there's all these new rules, and it sounds like there are, okay, how is that helping? And people will say, Dr. Dahlia, where is Manchin getting this? where you're, you know, a infrastructure plan or money going into a system is going to cause inflation. Money going into the system won't do that. Well, a part of it are these employer mandates. A part of it is who's paying for this. A part of it is the extra taxes. If somebody's getting taxed, if somebody's paying more, they're going to pass it on to the little guy, you and I. So grocery stores, gas pumps, travel, everything is more expensive. Everything. And so as a response, the Consumer Price Index, I guess, was released. And the Consumer Price Index has shown that the gas prices jumped 59% over the last year, cost of meat 24%. And as a doctor, I worry about the health effects of that. You know, well, if people are like, you know what, I know it's nighttime, it's beautiful, let me just walk home. I like that you walk and get some exercise, but what if you can't afford gas and you're walking home and now you're attacked? What if meat is so expensive that you're like, you know what, I'll just eat some corn chips. I'll just eat some cereal. I could do a box of cereal. That's what I did. In order for me to get through a $6 budget for food a week when I was younger, I would buy cereal. I would buy bread. The carbs were cheaper. Maybe a couple pieces of fruit. You really start to limit what you buy. And then I'd probably use a 99-cent menu that was offered at a fast food place. You know, it's we have got to control prices. So what some employers are doing because of the labor shortage of the mandates, which again are government involved, they're trying to offer more money. Now, Allied Pilots Association rejected American Airlines' deal to pay pilots up to twice as much for picking up holiday flights. They rejected it. Airlines need pilots. Airlines need staff. But pilots are overworked. A bunch of people are leaving because of the mandate. Maybe they don't want to be exposed. Maybe they're like, you know what? If I was going to retire, now's the time to retire. American Airlines did reach a deal with their flight attendants to provide triple pay for working holiday weeks, as well as a $1,000 bonus for perfect attendance. But they had a disastrous Halloween week. They lost 2,700 flights because of, quote, weather and, as we know, staffing shortages. So if an airline is going to offer to pay them more, I might be like, oh, yay, good for the flight attendant. That's great. Well, what does that mean to my ticket cost? My ticket cost is going up. It is going to get expensive to fly, not only because of fuel. But the Allied Pilots Association represents 14,000 pilots. They voted against the premium pay of at least 150% and double pay for picking up holiday trips because they wanted to see permanent changes on how American Airlines will build its schedule that has been overworking pilots. Well, if they don't have enough pilots and they aren't hiring extra pilots, Biden said pay them more. But these unions are like, but look, my people can't do more. They can't do more. So you paying them more isn't enough. How are you going to hire new people? And as an employer myself, nobody's looking for jobs these days. So it's a mess. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Baltimore. The president promoting his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Roughly half of that bill will go towards actual infrastructure. Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook, released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
This is USA Radio News. New inflation numbers are out.
Inflation numbers were announced Wednesday morning, and it's not good news. Inflation has risen 6.2% in October when compared to October near the end of the Trump administration. This is the biggest inflation surge since 1990. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse is getting emotional as he describes a deadly encounter during protests and riots last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
the 18-year-old is accused of opening fire on protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, killing two men. He says one of the victims, Joseph Rosenbaum, threatened to kill him. The judge calling for a brief recess after Rittenhouse broke down on the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we talked about earlier in the show, the American Medical Association has taken a role where they want to fight racism and sexism and bigotry in medicine, which is understandable, but does promote critical race theory. They have been blasted for promoting Marxism, mediocrity, all sorts of stuff. And they are transforming the way we do medicine. And the AMA's guide, and the American Medical Association is a very contentious, controversial, they shouldn't be. The American Medical Association should represent us doctors, but it gets political. They get political. And so they have this 55-page report on how they want to combat the inequity and the systemic racism and oppression that happens in the black community, Latinx, indigenous, Asian, other people of color, as well as those who identify as LGBTQ+, and people with disabilities. So it's really difficult for those of us that have, you know, witnessed what happened in this world and how horrible the atrocities that have happened. And we have done everything we could to make sure that we condemn that behavior. I don't want to ever see anything that has happened to any oppressed people ever happen on our land. But to be then accused of what you're doing is still racist. It's really difficult. And doctors don't want to be called racist. You know, so for example, you know, people with disabilities. I from the beginning knew that people with disabilities are going to take more time, and I am going to put more energy and spend more time with them. That's just the way it is, nature of the beast. But now we're being told we didn't do that, and it was bigoted. And I'm thinking about the hours upon hours I would help people without money. I would be there for people no matter what the race was. I sacrificed my children's childhood and being there for them, to be there for people, doing free medicine over the phone, being open on weekends. I missed birthday parties. I missed games. And I'm being told that we did wrong. You know, some doctors are going to be, and nurses and stuff, they're going to be, I'm out of here. We also were trained to help people make good choices. If you smoke, offer things that can help them not smoke. But instead, the AMA has urged focus to shift rather than one's biology or health choices, but rather their collective political circumstances. So if you smoke, if you eat a bunch of junk food, bonbons, if you vape, if you drink alcohol, have martinis rather than drinking water before you go to bed, that's not your choice. It's because of your political circumstance. So they introduce, I don't know, people are like, what the hell is the AMA doing right now? Again, trying to overcome some real bad things that happen to people in groups. That, you know, for example, if, let's say the state of Alabama, for example, hypothetically, is not getting funding for hospitals because some politician is racist, saying give more funding to Arkansas than Alabama, then stop that. Give funding to Alabama so they can have more hospitals. I mean, that racism shouldn't exist. But if people are saying, look, if somebody is eating carbohydrates, when they know they're bad, and they're given money, food stamps, or the chip card, or, you know, help to buy vegetables, and they're not, it's still on society. It's because of political circumstances. Now, so what about somebody drunk driving? If somebody is drunk driving, is that because of political circumstances or their choice? So mind you, we have some fixing to do. There is some atrocities that happen in medicine. There are people that do bad things. There are people that might pick and choose. I mean, I personally think you're opening yourself up to racism when you put a sign up on your clinic saying we're not taking anybody unvaccinated. And you know, gosh darn well, a good majority of your unvaccinated population is black, Latinx, you know, that's not what they're addressing. So they bring up something called the narrative ecosystem. And they have this race-forward model. They say it's straightforward and powerful. At the most abstract level, they say we have deeply held values that are repeated and reproduced over time and often not easily visible to many of us. From these narratives, then, we derive stories, accounts of events or experiences. Then they say stories are told with words and images. As Race Forward explains, when our stories and messages align with narratives, we want to elevate, we create impact. So the American Medical Association is taking on this sociological role here to talk about how our deeply held values could be baked in. Now, I've seen stereotypes. I heard you guys, you know, joke around about the female ref. You know, there's a female ref in the NFL, and, you know, people online were going, yeah, but she brings up penalties from 2 games ago or 2 years ago. We joke about it, and, in comedy, that's what we do. We, you know, joke about things like that, but people think women will bring up the past. And that's my fault, because I do. I bring up the past with my husband all the time, because I try to show a pattern. I try to say, look, this is why I was ticked off then, this is why I'm ticked off now. Because you did it again. I bring up the past. So, deep narrative is deeply held values. Narrative is a collection of stories and messages that represent idea, belief, story, and account of a series of related events, and then words, images, and then the message. So, they're trying to talk about how we need to change the narrative. And we have to use different terminology. So rather than saying somebody's vulnerable or underserved, that could cement these deep narratives. Instead, say they're marginalized or under-resourced. Now, again, I told you I had an issue with that because when we were poor, it was because my dad gambled money away. I don't blame the government. I don't blame my ethnicity. I blame my dad for gambling money. You know, rather than using obese, say people are experiencing a weight issue. You know, make them more of a victim. Avoid minority or racial group and use people from sexual, gender, religious, racial group. So people from the gay community. Where's the individualism? What if you choose to sleep with who you choose to sleep with and you choose to love who you choose to love and you don't want to necessarily be called gay or lesbian? They say avoid people who do not seek health care. Like my dad, he didn't want to go to the doctor. To people with limited access or under-resourced. I'm not going to give my father that. I love my father, but may he rest in peace. He didn't have limited access. I could have loaned him money to go to a doctor. He didn't want to go. So was he really under-resourced? He didn't want to go to the doctor. So if a healthcare issue in a community is not shared but marginalized as a group of individuals who need saving, that puts that same community at risk of being mandated or subjected to governing bodies intervening without choice. If medical professionals are going to call you a victim, you are experiencing obesity and we are going to help you. Does that mean the government's going to come in and then mandate you get a gastric sleeve or bypass surgery? We have to be very careful we don't marginalize and strip people of the freedoms that they deserve with medical choice just because we're trying to be woke. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So COVID-19 hospitalizations are back up in California, because whenever California faces more COVID, they impose more rules. Other governors go, that looks good, let's do that. And then here we are having more national BS while the virus keeps coming, it keeps coming. But according to the LA Times, COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen significantly in the Inland Empire and Central Valley, bringing new concerns about whether the shift represents a precursor to a wider spike in COVID-19 in California as the wider holidays approach, and therefore nationally. Now, I told you guys the UK was dealing with a spike in cases. We follow a few weeks later, sometimes 6 weeks later, so yes, I do expect more COVID. Despite us vaccinating, despite us being almost at herd immunity, It's still not putting an end to COVID. It helps, but it's not putting an end to COVID. Now, cases and hospitalizations have hit a plateau after months of decline. Hospitalizations have remained fairly flat in some areas with relatively high vaccination rates, like San Francisco Bay Area and L.A. County. But in some areas, they say with lower vaccination rates, Riverside, San Bernardino, Fresno counties, they say conditions are deteriorating. Hospitalizations up by more than 20% in recent weeks, and even some places with relatively high vaccination rates are seeing COVID-19 hospitalizations tick upward. Orange County, COVID-19 hospitalizations are up 16% since Halloween. So look, you guys want my opinion because I'm a doctor, and you want my honest opinion. So I see patients across the United States, and I ask them if they want to provide the information if they're COVID vaccinated or not. And I do have to tell you, I'm being honest, that the people that sound like they have more severe COVID are usually the unvaccinated. Am I seeing vaccinated people that I think have COVID? Absolutely. I tell them, go get yourself tested. But I don't seem to need to send those to the hospital as much as these other ones that call in. I hear them not breathing well. They sound miserable. And I'm like, you know, if you don't mind asking, have you been vaccinated for COVID? And they go, no. That's not why I send them to the hospital. I send them to the hospital because they sound bad. But, you know, I do see that trend. And I know some of you hate me for, you know, embracing the vaccine and getting vaccinated and urging vaccination. But I'm not never going to urge a mandate. I think mandates are wrong. I think how California's approaching it is wrong. But I do have to say, and I got to be honest with you guys, yeah, I am seeing the shot even today. As of November, second week of November 2021, I am seeing less severe cases in the vaccinated population. That being said, vaccinated people are still getting it. Vaccinated people are still spreading it, which is why I think the mandates are stupid. So, as we see California and their cases rise, we start to wonder, okay, so are we doing something wrong? And one of you had asked early on, will the vaccine worsen COVID numbers? And I know people say, oh, man, these people are whack jobs. I'm like, no, that's a valid question. I think it's a valid question. I don't think it's bad if somebody asks if are we vaccinating, making things worse. You have to. When you're in medicine, when you're in public health, you always need to entertain that. It doesn't seem like our current public health officials are entertaining that. They're going for the here and now. Say, let's just protect you now, keep you out of the hospital, and deal with the after effect. But I think, you know, people have every right to go, you know, could this be making it worse? Well, based on how these vaccines are supposed to work, based on how they tell us, I don't see how they knock out your immunity, like some people have suggested. Some people have suggested that if you get the COVID vaccine, it will kill your immunity. The reason why I'll entertain that theory, I'll have an open mind, but the reason why I don't subscribe to that theory is because there are tons of infectious diseases and agents out there. And the millions of us that have been vaccinated, I don't see us coming down with tuberculosis or pneumonia, thank God, or a lot of the other things. And so if I thought the vaccine immunosuppressed me, I would have then just kept getting sick. So I don't believe it interfered with my immune system. Now, that's just me. Could it interfere with yours? It could. But what about making the COVID pandemic worse? So people said that if you got vaccinated, you would shed more of the COVID virus. And people said, oh, they're crazy, stupid theory. No theory, stupid. No theory, stupid. Let's look at it. Think it's a valid question. I see where it's coming from. At its core, since you're not making COVID virus, you're making these spike proteins for your body to learn. You will not, based on being vaccinated, turn around and be exhibiting a vaccine-induced COVID virus. That is not how the vaccines work. However, where those people were correct is, can vaccinated people spread the virus? Yeah, they can. That's been proven. vaccinated people could still get the virus. In fact, the virus may be quieter in them. I have no idea if I've been exposed to COVID since I've been vaccinated, because I haven't felt sick, knock on wood. But then if I don't feel sick, I'm going out. I'm not allowed to go and get my pre-op stuff if I have any symptoms of COVID. I'm not allowed to go to the doctor, but I don't have symptoms of COVID. So I don't have symptoms of COVID, so I go to the doctor. Which means there's an argument that a lot of the spread and a lot of these cases in California were spread by vaccinated individuals. So then the question comes, did our vaccination rollout cause more COVID, cause more waves? Well, that's hard to say. Because what was our goal? Our goal was to stop people from dying. Our goal was to prevent hospitalizations. Our goal was to eventually knock out COVID. Well, we have lessened the hospitalizations. We have lessened the COVID deaths, but we still have COVID. We still have COVID deaths, even vaccinated people. We still have hospitalizations. And countries that aren't as vaccinated still have cases. So what we need to see with the numbers is, were highly vaccinated countries like the UK, like Israel, like America, did they get more waves and more deaths than these countries that didn't have it? Now, you would think that would be an easy task, an easy spreadsheet. The problem is we're not really getting numbers out of China. I don't know how many numbers we're getting out of these other countries. I know Australia has had a super strict lockdown. I think they had less than, like, 500 flu cases the whole year. So, I mean, I'm not there to witness, you know, if somebody sick is even getting the test. So if mild COVID goes away on its own and you never tested, did you ever have COVID? You know, it's like if nobody is there to hear a tree fall, does it make a sound? So if you have countries that are not doing the mandates and are not making people test every week, like now, cases are going to go up because Biden is mandating these mandates that your employees have to be vaccinated or do weekly testing. So now we're going to have a slew of tests. Yeah, cases are going to go up. That's what mandates do. So if you have a country where they're like, look, just guys, just isolate, and, you know, if you're sick, we'll test you, they're probably going to have lower cases. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes
starts with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.